This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
As we've been reporting, San Francisco 49ers rookie Ricky Pearsall is out of the hospital after being shot during an attempted robbery in Union Square on Saturday. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. So, Phil, San Francisco mayoral candidate Mark Farrell is now looking to blame Mayor London Breed for the shooting. What's his argument here?
Well, basically what he's saying is that this has been a long simmering problem and an obvious problem in San Francisco, public safety. It is, in fact, top on voters' concerns. Polling has it that one of the top issues, with a third of the voters saying that they're very concerned about public safety in the city. And he's just basically saying, it's time for Mayor Breed to go and for there be a change in City Hall. And he said it very openly and quickly after the shooting. And that got him some support, but it also got him some criticism, including, from fellow candidates who said he was, jumping a gun and trying to take advantage of the situation. Although the other mayoral candidates were, saying that it shows that we need to work harder and there needs to be, changes made. They didn't use it as a direct attack, more as a subtle one. But it's not a good look for the mayor or for the city of San Francisco, as it's trying to regain its reputation nationally and internationally.
That national subject is pretty interesting, too, with the political thing, of course, with the mayor's race, but also the presidential race. I was listening to President Trump say the morning before the shooting, there was a cut on the national news, and he was saying, oh, it's all that Kamala Harris. Look what she did to San Francisco, along with Governor Gavin Newsom. And I thought, I can't believe he couldn't even say his name right. They got caught up, and then I thought,
Margie, yeah. That is absolutely on purpose, okay?
Yeah, I got that, but it took a minute. I'm like, I can't believe he got caught up on that. But what are we going to do? This is going to play in the national level as well.
Oh, yes, it is. It's going to play in the national level, and it's going to reinforce the image of California and blue cities, as the Trump likes to say. But for as bad as it is, it could have been worse. I mean, number one, the bullet passed through Pearsall and without touching any vital organs or bones. So he's going to recover. It's not as if he's in intensive care or he died. Second of all, they caught the shooter, who wound up shooting himself, okay, as well. So it's not like the shooter got in a car and drove away and then the cops couldn't follow him for some reason or lost him. So this is, it could have been worse. But it is in an area that has gotten a lot of tension nationally and internationally, and an area that is already crawling with police. I mean, they're talking about what they could do more to change the area. They already have more police and ambassadors and off-duty cops down there working for stores already as private security than any other place in San Francisco. So that is a very big challenge. And it's just one of those things that it's like, even the mayor was so shocked, she couldn't actually believe that it happened, that a 17-year-old did this in Union Square, where it was crawling with cops. But it just shows this stuff can happen. And yeah, it's going to hurt her and it's going to hurt the city. But while this one's getting a lot of attention, I just want to also point out that on Friday night, while a family was making dinner, a stray bullet went through their window down at the Crocker Amazon area, or through their house, and severely injured an 8-year-old little girl. And that's not getting national or international attention, but that's as severe, if not more severe.
It is worrisome. And it is worrisome for us here. We're a stone's throw from Union Square. You walk here every Friday morning through the same area.
That's right. And despite, you know, how many millions in police overtime to make that area safer and safer, this happens. So what we have here is the police and everybody's trying to put the best foot and face forward on this. But I will tell you, Eric, that underlying it all is what else if something that happens next? I mean, once you get attention to an area and things start repeating themselves, you go, this is not good for the city and it's not good for the mayor.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. That is Phil Matier. And Phil will be back this afternoon at 5:50.